Jeremy Bandy was a man of leisure, took his pleasure in the evening sun, laid him down in a bed of roses, finally decided to become a nun. Talked to the sister, spoke in a whisper, shouldn't I kiss her, but he couldn't say no. Wanted to leave her, couldn't believe her, so he picked up a suitcase and decided to go. Sister spoke in a whisper, threatened to fist her if she didn't come clean. Jumped on the mother just like a brother, asked one another if the other's a queen. Juicy rode away in the sunset-covered sky. A lynching mob has strung his friend up right before his eyes. He didn't know what they'd both done, but sure as hell would end up on. So I had to not touch Sarah's gun if it didn't move on. Get out of here. Sherry followed Juicy's trail to Kansas City West. He said he put a bullet right through poor old Josie's chest. But Josie wasn't like the rest. He don't like bullet holes in his vest. He fucked it to his very best. Don't want any arrest. Don't wanna be the guest of the sheriff. The night got so damn cold, he couldn't stand the place. Cooked against the sheriff's men, but couldn't see a place. Josie found an off-one place. Then the sheriff flowed the case, poked the gun in Josie's face, and said, "Look here, boy." Sad. He didn't know about the six gun big kid Josie had. Now Josie drew his gun real fast. He gave the sheriff one big blast. Now Josie runs the town at last, a legend of the past. Nobody ever messed with the sheriff.